Jazz brings people together and builds peace, tolerance, and understanding. It has been the soundtrack for positive social change, from the fight against racism to the struggle for democracy. That's what UNESCO's Director General Irina Bokova said when she announced the program for the third annual International Jazz Day. Celebrations will kick off on April 30th in Osaka, Japan, which was selected to be the 2014 host city. Ms. Bokova said jazz is more than just music.
It's a lifestyle, and it's an instrument for social change and dialogue. Jazz has the power to bring us together in all our diversity. It is a force for inclusion and mutual respect. It is a beautiful and rebellious music that is a force for peace.
These are the reasons why UNESCO says it established International Jazz Day. Events around the world will include concerts, discussions, and performances. Irina Bokova said she thanked most especially UNESCO Goodwill Ambassador Herbie Hancock, legendary pianist and composer who has been an integral part of popular music movements since the 1960s. Mr. Hancock recorded the following message in Osaka, Japan, with the American jazz musician Marcus Miller. Herbie Hancock speaks first.
What's happening? We're here in Osaka, Japan. We're getting ready to do a big concert to celebrate Jazz Day. We're really excited.
We're working so hard, and there's so many nations all over the planet that are celebrating along with us.
And it's incredible. How many things can you get 190 nations to agree on? But you can do it with jazz.
It's fantastic.
Happy Jazz Day.
Happy Jazz Day.
The evening all-star global concert at the famed outdoor Osaka Castle Park will feature performances by many internationally acclaimed artists, including Toshiko Akiyoshi, John Scofield, Wayne Shorter, and Esperanza Spalding. The concert will be streamed live worldwide via the websites of UNESCO, the U.S. Department of State, and Thelonious Monk Institute of Jazz. More than 100 countries have confirmed they're organizing their own unique event in honor of International Jazz Day. Stephanie Kutrick's United Nations.